姐妹平安。
Good Sunday morning, brothers and sisters. Peace to you all.
每一位基督徒都是他的身份都是义人的身份。
The status of every single Christian is righteous person.
所以我们需要知道成为义人之前的三个原因。
Therefore, we need to know the three reasons before being a righteous person.
我们看一下 PowerPoint 的第一个原因就是圣父要拯救你。
Let's look at the reasons of becoming registered person. There are three reasons. Number one, the Holy Father wants to save you.
第二个就是圣灵要感动你。
Secondly, the Holy Spirit wants to touch and move your heart.
第三个原因就是圣子替你死。
The Holy Son, the third one, the Holy Son died for your sin on the cross.
如果你们有手机的话，可以拍下来，因为这个对你个人布道，对你亲朋好友会很有帮助的。
The Holy
Father wants to save you. 那现在我们来看罗马书的三章二十三节。
Now let's look at the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 23.
这里说因为人人都犯了罪亏欠了神的荣耀。
Since all have sinned and continue to fall short of God's glory.
如果别人问你你怎么回答呢
?So if people ask you this question, how do you reply?
答案是因为我们原来是按照神荣美内在的形象所造的。
We were created by God's beautiful and glory image.
但是自从亚当夏娃犯罪以后呢
？But after Adam and Eve committed to the sin，
那我们就被这个罪的这个念头欲望所辖制住了。
We are totally controlled by the will and the thought of evil。
所以就失去了神原有荣美的形象，因此亏欠了神的荣耀。
Then we lost the original glory image of God. Therefore, we fall short of God's glory.
那怎么办呢
？So what should we do?
答案就二十四到二十六节嘛。
The answers you can find from verse 24 to 26.
那么二十四节这里说什么呢？就是，但是他们却因着神的恩典，借着在耶稣基督里的救赎，就白白称义。神设立耶稣做赎罪祭，是凭着他的血，也借着人的信。为要显明注意哈神的义因为神用忍耐的心宽容了人先前所犯的罪好在现今显明他的义神的义使人知道神他自己为义又称信耶稣的人为义
In the book of Romans chapter 3 verse 24 to 26 and are justified freely by his graceThrough the redemption that came by Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus, God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood. He did this to demonstrate his justice because in his forbearance, he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished.He did it to demonstrate his justice at this present time so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus.
我们来看这张表就非常清楚了。
Let's look at this chart. It's very clear.
救恩的三角形。
It is the triangle of salvation.
盼望你们也把它拍下来。
I hope if you have a cell phone, take a picture.
好，我们先看最下面这一条线是救赎的线。
Let's first look at the bottom line. That's the line of redemption.
你看到左边就是耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上。
If you look at the left-hand side, it is Jesus Christ became a human being, came to the world.
他来到地上的目的为的就是要拯救我们。
The goal, the purpose of Jesus Christ came to the earth is to save us, the human beings.
那怎么拯救呢
How did he save the human beings?
就是牺牲他自己用他的宝血来拯救我们嘛。
That sacrifice himself, use his precious blood to give us the salvation.
所以请大家注意看这个箭头，特别是这个箭头是从耶稣，就是左边耶稣这个箭头指向我们这些啊基督徒的。
If you pay attention on the left hand side, the arrow, the direction of the arrow is pointing from Jesus Christ to us, the human beings.
说明耶稣是主词，我们是受词。
That demonstrate Jesus Christ is the subject, we are the object.
所以耶稣是主动的来寻找拯救我们这些失丧的人嘛。
So Jesus Christ proactively came to the earth and to find us, the lost people.
所以这也表明了耶稣的确是救主，我们是一群需要被他所拯救的人。
That for sure says Jesus Christ, he is the Savior, and we are the people who need to be saved by him.
那我们再看左边这条线。
Now let's look at the left-hand side line.
啊，最上面我们看见是天父，就是天父设立耶稣做挽回祭嘛。
The top is the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father asked Jesus Christ to be the guilt offering.
刚才我们读的经文都有印象了。
We just read the scripture, so we should have some impression.
挽回祭是靠着耶稣的血，也是靠着人的信。
The guilt offering is done by Jesus Christ's precious blood and the faith of human beings.
如果福音朋友问你说挽回什么呢
？So if the seeking friend, seeker friend, ask you, what does the guilt offering do?
答案就是要挽回天父对人类的愤怒。
If the guilt offering is to take back the rage Heavenly Father had toward human beings.
所以耶稣为我们成为了代罪的羔羊嘛。
So Jesus Christ became the sacrificed lamb for us, for our sin.
所以你看这个箭头是从耶稣这个箭头到天父那里，是耶稣为我们平息了上帝的愤怒。
So if you see the arrow, it pointed from Jesus Christ to Heavenly Father. It is Jesus Christ who calmed down the rage of Heavenly Father toward human beings.
这个当然大家就理解了，是指着耶稣基督的十字架。
So we all understand that means the precious cross of Jesus Christ.
简单的说，十字架的真理就是为我们三个字。
The truth of a cross, Jesus Christ, is for us.
那么这个挽回祭的效果又是什么呢
？So what's the result of this guilt offering？
大家请看最上面啊，就是天父这个最上面的这个箭头呢，是从上往下右边的这条斜线。
If you look at the top of the triangle, it is Heavenly Father. Then the arrow point down on the right hand side.
我们看见这个斜线的啊，这个行动的主体是父神。
If you look at the right-hand side, the line, the arrow pointing from Heavenly Father, he is the object.
我们要注意到是他是天父称我们为义人。
It is who the Heavenly Father call us the righteous person.
所以我们也是受割而已。
So we are the object.
就是单单接受而已。
So we just simply accept.
然而必须是一个相信耶稣基督的人才会被父神称为义人。
But the important thing is the person who called Jesus Christ, believe in Jesus Christ, will be called by Heavenly Father a righteous person.
现在很重要的呢，我们要同时来看左边和右边这两条线。
The important thing is we need to look at both the left-hand side line and the right-hand side line.
这样我们就会明白挽回和称义之间的一个关系嘛。
Then we can understand the relationship between guilt offering and the justification.
弟兄姐妹，这个真理非常重要。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important truth.
就是先有耶稣基督的挽回，才有我们被称为义的可能。
First,There is a Jesus Christ being justified. Then we can be called a righteous person.
我们可以这么说。
We can say this way.
就是父神因为接受了一个挽回的行动，所以他启动了另外一个使人明白称义的行动。
Just because first Heavenly Father started the action of a guilt offering, then he offered the human being the chance to be called a righteous person.
所以大家理解这个彼此之间的关系了。
So now we need to understand the relationship between each other.
因此，如果没有耶稣基督的十字架，就没有救恩。
Therefore, if there is no Jesus Christ's cross, there is no salvation.
这是为什么我们要高举耶稣基督十字架的原因吗？
That is the reason why we need to hold high of a Jesus Christ's cross.
那二十五节那里讲的是啊，凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，很多人就会问呢，是怎么个信法呢
？In verse 25 says, God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood. He did this to demonstrate his justice.
我们同样来看一个图表，会更加清楚一点。
Now let's look at another chart. We can see it clearly.
这个图表就是，啊，下面一个图表就是这个，啊，先要理解福音的知识。
First, you need to understand the knowledge of a gospel.
好，然后第二个是要有心中的感动。
Number two, your heart need to be touched and moved.
第三个，你要有诚实的委身。
Then number three, you need to honestly humble yourself.
任何一个人的信心。肯定要包括这三个层次。
Any person, if you have a faith, you need to have these three faces.
罗马书十章十七节这样提醒我们说。
The book of Romans, chapter which
ten,
chapter
ten, verse
seventeen. Verse seventeen, okay.
那个和合本的意思是说，信道是从听道来的。那么听道是从哪里来的呢？是从基督的话来的。
The book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ.
所以对于福音朋友，我们先要让他理解福音的内容是什么嘛。
First, for the seeker friends, we need to make sure they understand what are the contents of the good news.
简单的说，就是神爱他，神想要救他。
Simply speaking, it is God loves you and God wants to save you.
那我就建议你用今天的罗马书三章二十三到二十六这一段经文。
So I suggest you to answer them through the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 23.
很好记，三二三嘛，罗马书的三章二十三、二十六，因为这是福音中的福音。
It is very easy to be remembered. It is the Romans chapter 3:23-26. That is the good news in the gospel.
先要帮助你的朋友理解福音的内容是什么。
First, help your friend to understand what are the contents of the gospel.
然后呢？
Then what do next?
还需要圣灵来感动他吗？
Then the Holy Spirit needs to touch their heart, move their heart.
所以为你的福音朋友或者你的亲戚祷告是不能少的。
Therefore, pray for your seeker friends, pray for your family members are very important.
我们一起来读一下约翰福音十六章啊八节。
Let's all read together the book of John, chapter 16, verse 8.
好。他来了，就是要在罪、在义、在审判各方面指证世人的罪。
The book of John, chapter 16, verse 8. When he comes, he will convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment.
他就是至高的圣灵。
He is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵来了，做感动人内心的工作。
Holy Spirit came, Holy Spirit comes. His job is to touch and move people's hearts.
因着圣灵的感动光照，使我们看见我们自己的亏欠。
Because Holy Spirit movement in your heart and Holy Spirit light make us to realize we are the sinners.
然后才会进到第三步嘛。
Then we can come to the third phase.
就是人决定选择做出一个诚实的委身。
Then human being decide to commit, honestly humble themselves.
愿意打开自己的心门，接受耶稣成为他的救主。
Willingly to open their hearts to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior.
所以啊，新朋友他需要经过这个三个层次，才明白什么叫做真正的相信信心。
So the new friends they need to experience these three different phases in order to truly understand and have a faith.
其实我很喜欢用这个男女交往的比喻来形容这个过程是非常恰当的。
I often use the man and the woman's courtship to demonstrate this process. It's very similar.
啊，我们看这个 PowerPoint， 第一个就是男女相识，互相理解嘛。
Number one, man meets a woman and they tries to understand each other.
刚开始约会的时候，是不是先互相认识一下
？At the beginning of the dating, they started to introduce and started to know each other.
哦，大家彼此知道对方的这个爱好啊、习惯啊等等之类。
And started to know each other's hobbies and habits.
特别是在这个人生观和价值观能够找到共同的方向的时候呢？就很自然地进到第二个层次了。
Especially when they find a common ground through the value of life, it very naturally they come to the second phase.
啊，就是我们说谈恋爱了。
Then that's usually people say dating.
或者说啊，来电了，有感觉了。
Or they started to really touch each other's heart.
啊，就好像信心的第二个层次嘛，你心中有感动了嘛。
Just like the second phase of the faith.You started to, your heart started to be touched and started to move.
用今天的话说啊，这个人是我的菜，那个人不是我的菜。
Just like the right now people say it in the regular way, hey, you are my dish, the other person is not my dish.
然后呢？
Then what's the next?
就是两个人要牵手一同步入教堂了。
Then man and woman hold hands together and walk into the church.
要在上帝的面前，还有在亲朋好友的面前，互相委身，完成终身大事。
Then in front of God, in front of all the family, friends, and loved ones, and commit to each other and humbly committed to each other.
所以希望这张图表能够帮助大家对于这个信心的概念有三个层次呢更加清楚。
Hopefully this PowerPoint help you to understand the three phases of a faith.
好，那么相信大家都明白了你是义人的前因后果了。
I hope everyone now understand the reasons and the results of being a righteous person.
然后呢
？Then what's the next？
我们是不是就停在这里呢
？Then should we just stop from here？
当然不是嘛。
Of course not。
因为神的心意是要他的教会成为金灯台啊。
Because the purpose, the will of God is to want His church to be the golden lamp。
金灯台就是要会发光发热，影响这个世代的教会。
The purpose of a goldenLamp is to provide the light and the heat for this society to help the people.
我们真的要好好的思考三个问题，那就是时代、时势和时机。
So we need to think about seriously think about three things: the current time, current situation, and the current opportunity.
我们看第一个问题就是我们是处在一个什么样的时代
？The first question.What kind of a time are we living in?
好像是一个末世开端的时代咯。
It is the beginning of the end time.
第二个我们要问的是，我们面对什么样的时事呢？
Well, second question is, what kind of a current situation are we facing?
你每天上网，你看电视，好像是一个恶势力很嚣张的一个时事嘛。
Every day when you open the TV, when you go on internet, it is truly the evil power is arrogant and in control.
那我们如何抓住现今的时机呢？
So how do we well take advantage of the current opportunities?
当然就是善用网络啊。
Be smart and good at using the internet.
哦，有一个这个华人牧师啊，分享说的很有意思。
Well, once there was a Chinese pastor, said it very well.
他是住在加州啊。
He lives in California.
啊，疫情非常严重的地方。
It is really the center of the pandemic.
在疫情之下，他主持过网上的婚礼。
Under this pandemic time, he married a couple through online services.
他也主持过网上的丧礼。
He also had a funeral ceremony through the online service.
甚至他主持过网上的洗礼。
Even more, he did a baptized ceremony through online services.
因为五月份的时候，加州有些地区非常严重。
Because back in May, some of the areas in California, the pandemic was so serious and severe.
那洗礼怎么进行呢？
So how did they do the baptized ceremony through the online service?
牧师就透过这个网络，让那位负责的弟兄的手，就代替牧师的手来为别人施洗。
So through the online service, the pastor asked the brother who was in charge of the baptist ceremony on behalf of the pastor, on behalf of the pastor's hands, to conduct the baptist ceremony.
虽然那么困难，但是仍然透过网络来完成当做的事情。
It was so difficult, but through the online service, the pastor did what he should do.
这对我们有什么启发呢？
So what can we learn from it?
这个牧师分享一个很重要的关键呢。
And I like to share a very key point as a pastor.
就是要通达实务，通晓实事。我们看一下PowerPoint.
So we really need to well know the current situation and well take advantage of the current opportunities.
请大家来读这个历代志上的十二章的三十二节。
The book of First Chronicle, chapter 12, verse 32.
好，一起来，请以撒家支派的子孙中通晓时事和知道以色列当怎么行，共有200个首领，他们所有的亲族都听从他们的命令。
The First Chronicles, chapter 12, verse 32, the tribe of Issachar supplied 200 leaders, along with all of their relatives under their command. They kept up to date in their understanding of the times and knew what Israel should do.
我们看了四个大字啊。好 ，PowerPoint， 通晓时事是重点。
We need to understand the key point is know the current situation.
就是当时有两百位的族长都看清楚这个局势，说明他们很有眼光，叫通晓时事。
At that time, there are 200 chiefs. They understand their current situations.
而且知道以色列人当如何行啊。
They understood what the Israelites should do.
这个很重要。
That was very important.
他们不但是眼光好，而且他们的判断力好，而且他们果断行事。
They not only have a good, precise vision, they have a good judgment, they were also very decisive.
所以当时的以色列百姓都愿意听从他们的带领。
Therefore, all the peoplesOf Israelites at that time, they were willing to follow their leadership.
所以我的学习是弟兄姐妹，这个通晓时事这个通啊，真的帮助我打通了，开通了。
So if you understand, know the situation, know the current situation, know it's very important. It's really helped me out.
我相信大家都有这样的经验呢。
I know everyone has an experience like that.
偶尔你碰到这个人呢，他是说不通的，你就很累吧。
Sometimes you met a person, no matter what, you cannot communicate with him, You guys just don't understand each other. It's very tiring, very frustrating.
不知道他哪个观念哪个地方卡住了，你就是说不通啊。
You don't know what's happening, but no matter what, you cannot communicate through with him.
但是有的时候你碰到的人，你跟他一说就通，哇，你觉得好舒服，很畅快。
Sometimes you met a person, it's very easy to communicate between you and this person. You just feel very happy.
那今天我们大部分的华人教会是不是一直在等候疫情过去的状态中呢
？Now most of the Chinese churches, don't you think we're just waiting and waiting for the pass of the pandemic?
好像习惯于在一个被动的思维当中。
We're very used to block ourselves in this very permissive mentality.
我们可不可以学习这个？通晓时事，让自己的小组教会能够主动积极一点呢
？So it seems like we're in a very passive mentality, but could we make our church and our self groups are more proactive, more initiative?
抓住现今使用网络传福音的机会。
Really, we'll take advantage of the current opportunities which you can take advantage of online service to spread out more the gospels, the good news.
因为疫情不能挡住我们对人世上灵魂的那个热心嘛。
Because the pandemic cannot block us away from our burning desire to help people to be saved on earth.
很多人都同意啊，我们的世界天天都在变了。
A lot of people do truly agree. Every day our world is changing.
今天是这样子，明天又变成那样子了。
Today is today. Tomorrow could be another situation.
但是感谢神，我们的神是永不改变的神嘛。
But praise our God, our Lord, our God is the never-changing God.
昨日今日到永远耶稣基督都是一样的
Yesterday, today, future, tomorrow Jesus Christ is the same
主的话安定在天永不改变
God's holy words are always in heaven never change
他的应许不变他的恩典不变他说他要再来他就一定会再来
His promise, His grace never change He said He's going to come back againFor sure, he's going to come back again.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们真的要趁着白日多做主工啊。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, now it is the daylight, daytime. We need to serve our God, work for Him.
黑夜将到，就没有人能够做了。
The night is coming, approaching. No one can do it.
所以我们大家一起加油啊。
So we need to work hard all together.
我们同心祷告。
Let's all pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你将罗马书三章二十三到二十六节摆在我们的面前。
Our dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving us your precious holy words. That were the those are the book of Romans chapter 3 verse 23 to 26.
因着你爱子耶稣基督的代罪，使我们白白称义。
By your one and only precious Son, Jesus Christ's sacrifice, we can be saved.
但是你的心意是要透过我们将你的福音传给更多的人。
But your heart is to want us through us to tell more people about the gospel.
因为你的心意愿意万人得救，不愿一人沉沦。
Because your heart, your will is to want everyone to be saved. You don't want anyone to be lost.
我们求你的圣灵大大在我们心里做工。
So we pray your Holy Spirit work very hard in our hearts.
我们愿意大大张口，你就大大充满我们。
We want the Holy Spirit abundantly living in our heart.
使用我们教会的每一位弟兄姐妹
Use every single brother and sisters in our church
使用在网上收看无论在哪个地方的每一位基督的精兵
So no matter where you are the soldier for Jesus Christ through the online services
实践你的大使命
So realize your big mission
我们将一切的荣耀归给你
We give all the glory to you, Lord
祷告感谢奉靠耶稣基督的名
We pray in Jesus Christ's holy name Amen, Amen.